You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. The Golden Globes are taking place tonight. If you're feeling like television is infested with award shows these days, well, you're right. Networks have been noticing that ratings for most of these shows have been climbing year by year. So they're cramming all the award shows they can into their schedules, coming up with new awards and reviving some dead ones. Matt Bellany is the executive editor for The Hollywood Reporter, and he says award shows hit a sweet spot that's rare in programming today.
Well, I think there's two things at work here. For one, the notion of live event television has become even more important when you factor in social media. People like to talk about things that they're watching, and there are very few places in this splintered media universe where you can turn on your TV, watch something live, have something to talk about, and then go on and start talking with people online. Networks love it because, you know, it's one of the few DVR-proof programs out there. That's the buzzword in television right now. Anything that you can put on that might be DVR-proof is going to be extra high value. I mean, you saw that a little bit with NBC getting a big rating for the Sound of Music live special that they did.
Right.
And there were a lot of people being very mean and snarky on Twitter and Facebook during that show. But according to NBC, they're like, Who cares? You're watching.
Yeah.
You know, say as many mean things as you want as long as you're paying attention.
And the only thing I can think of that's like that would be sports, maybe.
Yeah, sports is the mothership. Sports is what's really driving everything. It's the number one rated show is Sunday Night Football. So sports appeal to a particular demographic, though, and award shows appeal to a more female demographic.
Interesting. So that's getting the other half of the audience that way?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why the Oscars are referred to as the Super Bowl for women.
So in terms of the numbers, obviously the networks wouldn't be doing this for all the reasons we talked about if they weren't having the audience going to it. What are the audience numbers like?
Well, you saw the Oscars got up to 40 million total viewers. The Globes are about 28, 29, 30 million if they're doing well. The ratings for the Billboard Music Awards were up. But keep in mind, those are the A-list award shows. You know,
Okay. It
goes downhill from there to where, you know, between 7 and 15 million would be a very good number for a lot of these shows.
Well, let's go down that hill. How ridiculous do these shows get?
Well, what you're seeing now is everything from NBC launching a comedy awards to there's going to be a dog award show on the Hallmark Channel. You know, the SAG Awards now air on TNT and TBS. There's something like 19 award shows between January 1st and the Oscars. I mean, that's a pretty incredible number of award shows in one, you know, two and a half month stretch.
And the award shows have spinoffs now, too.
Yeah, I mean, one way networks are capitalizing on these award shows is they're creating surrounding programming. For instance, the Grammys, instead of just announcing their nominations at a press conference, they do a special on CBS where they get some performers together and they create programming out of the nominations. It's a way to bring in more viewers that want to see stuff associated with the Grammys brand.
You mentioned that Sound of Music live broadcast. Mm-hmm. Are there any other kind of areas of live entertainment that might be mined aside from sports and award shows?
Well, I think that that's the exact conversation that's going on at networks. So if you have ideas, you should pitch them. I think that, you know, a lot of people are looking at what Sound of Music did and they're saying, okay, what's the equivalent there? What's a stunt? I mean, there's, you know, live magic shows. There's a lot of different Saturday Night Live style variety shows that are in development. They're trying to get into that to create more of the live event style broadcasts.
Matt Bellany is the executive editor for The Hollywood Reporter. Matt, thanks for your time.
No problem.